Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who binge-watches TV for a living but doesn't get paid, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to Nightlight, kicking off hour number two on a Friday night, the pre-Super Bowl Friday night. This is kind of like December 23rd to some people, like the Super Bowl is their Christmas. I'm looking forward to it. Our question tonight, what's the best Super Bowl halftime show you ever saw? And you're also welcome to share your Super Bowl predictions with us. You're actually welcome to weigh in on just about anything we're talking about, because we like to have an open dialogue here. Kurt on the stream gives us his prediction, Chiefs 28-21. He thinks they're going to beat the Niners by 7 points. Okay. And Conrad's dad thinks the Niners are going to win by like 14 or 17 points. So this will be interesting. We'll have a virtual arm wrestle between Kurt and Conrad's dad. So let us know what you think. What's your favorite Super Bowl halftime show ever? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. And our party here continues in the studio. We have a man who is quickly becoming a friend of the show. I would say you're already there. Typically, we say three visits and you're a friend of the show, but you're in studio for both of them, Emerson. It's my pleasure to welcome Emerson Lehman from the WBAY Morning Show. He's the morning anchor. Welcome.
Thank you. The blizzard counts as two, right?
Yes.
That counts as two, yes. So we're at three now?
Okay, so like 3 weeks ago, maybe 4 weeks ago, we had this like crazy blizzard here in Northeast Wisconsin. I think most of the state got hit pretty hard, but
it's the only snow we've had this year, really.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
And I had to get a hotel room in downtown Green Bay because I live an hour away. Emerson lives like 20 minutes away. And I said, you know, you could do this on the stream if you want or phone. Conrad said, no, he's coming in.
It's just not the same.
You brave. Well, I agree with you.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't ask you to risk your life either to come in. So thank you.
We were responsible. We kept it under the speed limit. And it was a fun show. I'm so happy to be back.
Yeah, it's fun to have you here. So how are things going since we last spoke? You kind of said you feel less new now over at WBAY.
Yeah.
Are you settling in?
It's settling in for sure. Yeah, we're coming up on the 2-month anniversary. So
okay.
Not really feeling, I mean, it's definitely still the new guy, but
yeah,
starting to get in a rhythm. You're figuring things out. Just getting a good feel for everything. Everybody's been so welcoming and, we're continuing to put out a great news product every morning. So, happy to be here in Green Bay.
It's nice that people are being welcome. You don't have like a Tanya Harding waiting to kneecap you when you come out of the restroom.
I hope not. If I do, that would be news to me.
I think
we've got everybody happy so far. So yeah, that I'll have to keep an eye out for that.
You always got to look, keep sleep with one eye open. Keep looking over your shoulder. No, I'm just kidding.
Keep your friends close, enemies closer. Right.
That's
how it is.
Well, that's good. I'm glad it's going well. We just talked about this off the air. You started there 2 weeks after I started doing this show.
Yeah, I didn't realize.
Like,
we're both just getting our feet rolling here, getting our feet
rookies.
Wet in Green Bay. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it though. It's
you've got the face for TV though. That's how.
I appreciate that, and you've got the voice for radio. So
I've got
it
shoulders.
Works out well.
I've got shoulders for radio.
There you go.
And a lower back for TV, which doesn't really matter.
That's a new one. I haven't heard those ones before. That's add those to the repertoire. There you go.
So, you have a new series on WBAY you were telling me about too. Tell the listeners about that. That sounds really cool.
Yeah, it's fun. And I say that I'm feeling like things are rolling now because there's just so much that we're tackling. We just launched a new live stream a couple weeks ago that from 7:05 to 7:30, we're just doing a totally internet only live stream. It's kind of more like where it's
okay.
Laid back, having conversations. And then not this coming Monday, but the following Monday, February 19th, we're launching Wisconsin Adventures with Emerson Lehman. So
nice.
Pretty much, I'm a Wisconsin boy, born and raised.
Yeah.
From Conrad's hometown, Kewaskum.
I know.
Shout out
Kewaskum, Conrad. Absolutely. I love exploring the state. I love adventuring, getting out, being active, doing different things. And my boss was like, hey, we want you to go do that. And tell us stories about it. There's so many awesome stories, awesome opportunities in Northeast Wisconsin in particular that people can enjoy. I mean, just the opportunities really are endless. I'm already putting a list together of different spots we're going to be going to. But yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. So really excited to launch the first one on the 19th. And then it'll be a a monthly series, getting to kind of just showcase the state I love so much. So it's going to be great.
Isn't it crazy? Like, you said you're a Wisconsin boy, and I've lived here a substantial part of my life too. I'm always amazed when I find something out that I didn't know about Wisconsin or who is from here or what happened here. It blows my mind that it's like, how could I not have heard about this?
100%. You know? You're always learning. I mean, sturgeon spearing.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be kicking off tomorrow. I know it's a really weird year with the weather and whatnot, but
right.
I had never really experienced that or known about it. We would talk about it when I was working in Wausau, Milwaukee. Like, we'd have a quick little 15-second, hey, this is happening this weekend. But, like, it is so big up. We've been talking about it every day because of the weather and how warm it's been and how it's impacting that so much. But that's just one of the many things. Like, it's like, oh, that's part of the culture here.
How are they doing that? I mean, I know that it's been a really warm winter and the Bay isn't frozen
yeah.
in many places, but how do they do that this early?
They usually
do it through the ice?
It's usually, yeah, right now through the ice.
Oh,
and
wow.
We've talked with many sturgeon spearers who the season, like I said, kicks off tomorrow. Many of them said, we're not doing it this year because, I mean, you've got sheriff's departments that are saying, don't go out on Lake Winnebago, which is where they do the spearing. The ice just isn't safe this year. So it's really been a huge story that we've been covering because, as I said, it's such a huge part of the culture and it's being impacted so heavily this year. It's a good year for the sturgeon, I guess. Not as much for the sturgeon spears.
I've got a great idea for you. You really want to get Green Bay viewers on your side?
I would love it.
Go out and kill the sturgeon with your bare hands.
My bare hands?
On camera.
Oh, man.
It's a can't miss.
Yeah, I suppose.
You don't seem confident.
I do. I'm not confident. I don't know that I'm not like a...
They're slithery.
I'm not like a huge outdoorsman.
Oh, okay.
To be honest.
Me either.
Like, I'm planning to do some fishing and whatnot for this series, but
right.
It's going to be good television because, like, when it comes to baiting a hook and trying to get the fish off of it, like,
yeah.
I don't know, man. It's going to be a tricky task
for
me.
You got to put that worm on the hook and then it starts curling around your finger. I'm with you, man.
I'll go, like, mountain biking and stuff. That sounds fun. But when it comes to, like, messing with worms and live animals and fish.
I didn't know that sturgeon were already, like, up in Peshtigo, kind of close to where I live, I think it was like in March or April a few years ago, we went and they all gather by this dam and we saw like 8-foot sturgeons.
The spawning season, right?
And it's like, I'm like, and that's another thing. Like, I lived up in the Marinette area. I went to high school up there and I've been back there for like 10 years and I didn't even know this was happening here. And it's one of the coolest things I've ever seen, these prehistoric fish. It's amazing.
Right there in your backyard.
And
that's what we want to do with this series is people tell us things like that or hey, you should come check this out or you should come try this and we're going to go do it and we're going to have fun doing it. And I hope people will have fun watching it as well. I'm excited. I think it'll be cool.
Yeah, it sounds cool. My guest is Emerson Lehman. He is the morning anchor at WBAY TV here in Green Bay and a Wisconsin boy. You're from Kewaskum.
Yes,
same
sir.
Same place that Conrad is from. Do you know Conrad's folks?
I don't actually. I don't know that I've met them.
They live in Florida now, so it's...
That's why.
I feel like I know them because they're two of our most active texters.
Hello,
like,
to Conrad's folks this evening. Hello.
Awesome.
A Kewaskum hello.
Love. What is a Kewaskum hello? Is that like a Bronx cheer?
Just that right there. Just, hello. How you doing?
Just say hi.
Good evening. Happy Friday.
Pretty much like it is everywhere else.
Yeah. Literally just
the same
thing.
It's not complicated.
Nope. We keep it simple.
So do you have a Super Bowl prediction?
I said this on air this morning, or this afternoon, actually, on the noon show. I am pulling for the Niners. I really am.
Even though they're like the thorn in the Packers' side.
I know.
Yeah.
So I was at the game 2 years ago with my mom when they came into Lambeau and won on a last-second field goal.
Oh, yeah.
And as dreadful as that was, I was seated around all kinds of Niners fans, and they were some pretty cool dudes, I'll be honest. They were nice people. It was a lot of fun joking back and forth with them, but... I think Brock Purdy gets a lot of hate. And for someone that's coming, he was the last draft pick and now
Mr. Irrelevant. Yeah.
Mr. Irrelevant to potential Super Bowl winner. I mean, how can you not love? I'm a storyteller. That is a story that tells itself.
It is.
So I mean, Mahomes, he's had two now, right? Two Super Bowls.
He's ridiculous.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible player. But it's fun to see some players that haven't had that success before get it. I'm going to say Niners 24-17.
Wow, full touchdown.
Yep.
See, I just feel like, Conrad, what was your prediction?
I said 30 to 28 because of the Madden sim.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So I think like that it's got to be, it's going to be very close just because of Mahomes. Even if he doesn't win, I feel like it'll come down to like a fourth down they don't convert.
Sure.
Or they don't get field arrangements. Yeah, something like, and I got to be honest, San Francisco, I used to like them. Their franchise was like incredible. They put out winners. They've won like six Super Bowls. Montana, Young, and then, you know, they've had success recently. But what irritates me as a sports fan is that they traded away their future for Christian McCaffrey. What, three number one picks or something like that? Then they move up to get Trey Lance, like two or three more number one picks. And then he was a failure. They back into a great quarterback. They accidentally stumble
things
on a guy.
Things happen for a reason, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Things happen for a reason. I'm a big advocate for that saying. I think things happen for a reason.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. As soon as this game's over with, I hope they go 0-17 next year. Like, I don't care anymore. But go Pack, go. I mean, next year is going to be the Pack's year. But, yeah, for this game and this game only, I'm pulling for Brock Purdy and the 49ers.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting because we were talking about this before. Like, I feel like if you shut down Kelce, which is very hard to do, and that Pacheco, they have, like, two weapons. The Niners have – you don't even know who to defend with the Niners. And but then the Kansas City has Steve Spagnuolo, who's – everybody is calling a defensive genius, even though I would say he doesn't have the personnel the Niners have. I feel like the Niners should win the game, but
and you're
Mahomes
a California
is like,
guy, aren't you? You should be pulling for the Niners.
I was born and raised in Chicago, moved up here in junior high, back to Chicago, then California. But I don't dislike the Niners, but I think they're a good franchise. Like the Steelers are a great franchise.
Yeah.
The Packers are, they've won, you know?
It's going to be fun to watch.
It will be fun. Conrad's holding his finger up. That means...
He's saying stop talking.
He's saying he's telling me to quit pontificating.
Rap.
He's saying this is an entertainment show. Quit flapping your lips about sports. Hey, my guest is Emerson Lehman. He's hanging out with us here in studio. He is the morning anchor of the WBAY TV morning show, and he's a lot of fun to have around. And coming up next, I'm going to ask him what his favorite Super Bowl snack is, and we'll find out what he is watching. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Tell me something. We'll have to stop thinking about it. I don't know, I doubt it. Subterranean by design. I wonder what I would find if I met you. Let my eyes caress you until I meet the thought of Mrs. Princess who. Often wonder what makes her work. I guess I'll leave that question to the experts. Assuming that there are some out there, they're probably alone, solitaire. I can remember when I caught up with a pastime intimate friend. She said, but you're probably gonna.
Welcome back. Hey, thanks for spending your Friday night with me here at Nightlight, chatting here in studio with my fellow rookie in Northeast Wisconsin media, Emerson Lehman from the WBAY-TV Morning. You're the morning anchor.
Morning anchor.
Yeah.
One of them.
And you feel like everybody there is supportive?
Oh.
Great place to work?
Incredible.
Okay.
Incredible team to be a part of.
Yeah, it seems like it. That's so cool.
How long does the rookie tag stay on us? Is that like a three-month thing?
I think it's like, well, if it were sports, it'd be
6 months.
Year.
Yeah,
what's
it's a
season
year.
In the media? I don't know. Like,
I feel like 3 months, maybe.
Sure, that works.
It works?
Yeah.
All right.
We'll circle back. Since you're a friend of the show, you can come back and we can discuss
the third,
our sophomore
the
phase.
Third, yeah, exactly. We'll come back in month three and see how we're doing.
I'm going to keep working on my radio shoulders, too. I got to get them pumped up. So, all right, we just heard your Super Bowl prediction.
I feel like I went too low, but I'm going to stick to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can change it. We're not, this is not a
bummer. My own personal thing, I'm going to stick with it. 24-17 49ers.
That's pretty good. I could see that. I do think it'll be closer, but that's a pretty good prediction. Do you have a Taylor Swift prediction?
Like, will she be there or not?
Yeah.
I think she'll be there.
You think she'll be
I'll be disappointed if she's not there.
Yeah, really. That would be kind
like,
of lame.
All this hype the whole season, and then they make it to the big game, and
she
you're
takes
not there.
A powder on the big game.
Yeah, I think she'll be there.
Do you have a favorite Super Bowl snack?
Ooh, I'll probably be enjoying a nice frozen pizza, but I love either mozzarella sticks or like the jalapeno poppers.
Oh, jalapeno poppers.
Throw those in the oven for a quick little snack.
Yeah. Are you going to a party or you just like to watch it alone?
No,
or
I got
to
be up at 2 a.m. the next day. So I'm glad it starts at 5:30. I can at least, I'm probably going to stay up for the whole game. I'll just be looking a little tired on Monday morning, but
WBAY TV does not have the courtesy to give you a holiday on the day.
I just had a half the week off. I was in Colorado visiting my brother. So no, I'll suck it up and stay up late and then just.
Where do you suffer? Let's say you don't get your sleep because you have that, like, you got to be up. And I've had jobs where I've had to be up. This job, I don't even set an alarm because I'm at night. I know I'm going to get up anyway. What suffers when you don't get enough sleep as an anchorman?
You know, I've anchored shows in past jobs, not at this one, on like an hour and a half of sleep at times. And they've been some of the best shows I've ever had. So I really don't know. I mean, you obviously need to be so locked in, but it's like with anything, right? Once you get in there and you get in the workflow and you start cruising, you're focused. Yeah. Like you're focused, you're locked in, you're doing what you do. I mean, I'll probably come home after that and absolutely crash.
Right.
I try not to take naps so I can stay on a sleep schedule, but I'd definitely be taking a nap that day. But I don't really think the workflow really suffers too much.
For one day anyway.
Yeah, for one day. Yeah, you can't do that all the time. But
if you were like in Gitmo being tortured for 6 days, you might have trouble doing
it. It'd probably be difficult. Yeah.
I think people would understand that. And I don't think you'd give them a reason to torture you.
So hopefully not.
Hopefully not. Hey, Conrad, I don't think I asked you this. You guys are both from Kewaskum. What is your favorite Super Bowl snack? Not that.
Oh, my. I would say it's taco dip. It has to be.
Ooh, taco dip's good.
What do you like to dip in the taco dip?
The scoops. It has to be the scoops.
Oh, yeah. And you can shovel more in.
Exactly.
Yep. Right. It's like sport eating.
That's fair.
So are you up on any of the Oscar movies, Emerson? Or
no.
Binging any TV you can share
I'm
with us?
I'm binging TV right now. And so we talked about Seinfeld last time I was here.
You were just kind of discovered it, right?
I was watching it for the second time.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
And I just finished that earlier this week. And then
finished the whole series?
Finished it again. Nice. Yep. Second time. Wow. Still just as good as the first time.
Yeah.
And now I'm on season two of The Lincoln Lawyer.
Oh, that's a good show.
I am really, I watched the first episode last night of season two, and then I watched four through, I'm like halfway through six when I had to get dressed and come over here. So
you were regretting committing to the show.
I was like, man, I should have called in, but no, it's, I've got it paused. We'll head back home and finish episode
six. You're
speed
home.
Yeah. It's going to be.
That's a good show.
It's great, man. Yeah. I loved the first season. And I'm also watching Masters of the Air on Apple TV.
I've heard that's
good. I love like those World War II series movies. It's like
a
docuseries. Yeah. And, but they do it the old fashioned way, which I kind of like. They release an episode a week. So you can't just binge it all. You got to.
Oh, I
once
hate
a week.
That. Really? You like that? Because then you can't binge.
You can't
you
binge
your life
so
back
you
a
got
little
it.
Bit.
Yeah, like I loved Ted Lasso, and they did that with Ted Lasso too. So it kind of gives it that old school feel, right?
Yeah.
I can't wait for Monday night to watch Castle or something like
right.
that. It gives it that feel. So
okay,
I don't know. That's kind of where I stand with that.
The same creators or the same writer, Michael Connelly, I believe, wrote Lincoln Lawyer. Also wrote a show called Bosch. We had one of the actors the other night from the show Bosch on the show.
Okay.
And if you like Lincoln Lawyer, I would recommend Bosch. It's a cop show.
Good to know.
Set in L.A., very similar aesthetics to the show.
Sure.
And shot similar. The characters are kind of cool. I'd be really curious to know what you think if you check out Bosch, knowing that you like Lincoln Lawyer.
I'm burning right through it, so I'll add that to the list.
Were you a Curb fan?
I have not watched Curb yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and my friends keep harassing me to watch it because I told them how much I enjoyed Seinfeld, and they're like, Curb. It's the next.
They like it better?
Yeah. One of them, she's a New Yorker. Okay. So I think she appreciates the humor and whatnot. The other one, he's from Hawaii, so I don't really know why he's such a fan of it. But they're allowed to enjoy TV too, folks from Hawaii. So
he's geographically challenged.
He likes to enjoy it, but no, they I trust their opinions. They have very good opinions when it comes to like movies and whatnot. So Curb's also added to my list. My list continues to grow, and every time I come here, I add another show to it. So.
That's great, though, because you want something you can always go to. I got to tell you, I liked Curb, but to me, it's like they took a lot of the same premises from Seinfeld.
Okay,
and now they can add swearing and they can be a little more lewd, which is fine. I have nothing against that, but and they do a lot of improving.
Okay,
and Larry David's hilarious. Jeff Garlin is a master improver. they're very good at it, but I still feel like I like Seinfeld better. It's got a script, it's got parameters, and it's so tight. Like, I sometimes feel like the curb scenes go on a little too long because they're kind of into their own, but that's just, I'm totally nitpicking.
It'll be fun. It'll be fun to compare.
Yeah.
To watch the two and be like, okay, that's,
yeah. You're already a friend of the show, but when you come back next time, maybe we could talk, I'm going to grill you about Bosch.
Okay.
And possibly Curb.
All right.
And you give me a show to watch.
What do you want
me to watch?
Ooh. I'm going to say
with nudity. Something with nudity.
Are you like those docuseries type shows?
Yeah, I like some
of them.
You're
cool with those?
Yeah.
Watch Drive to Survive.
All right. Drive to Survive.
I'm a race fan. So I'm getting you into the Formula One Netflix hype. You're going to watch one episode and you're going to, next thing you know, you're going to be on season 6 and it's incredible.
Okay.
And
you're
not
trying to make me an outdoorsy guy though.
No, this is Formula One. This is different.
Okay.
This is a different experience.
I'm going to get in my car and speed.
Probably. Probably.
Right. Hey man, this was fun. You're awesome.
It's
thanks for coming
blast,
in.
Man.
Yeah.
Pleasure.
Emerson Lehman hanging out in the studio, an official friend of the show, bucking the trend because of Snowpocalypse. And it's awesome, man. Thanks a lot.
It's a Have pleasure. A Happy to be here, man.
Always great to have you. Another text, Andy Dahlberg says, that is perfect for you.
Oh, he used my old name.
Oh! You got fans out there. Look at you.
That's Mr. Dahlberg was a choir teacher of mine.
Oh, very cool.
Oh, him.
You ask him.
You want to sing something quick?
I do not want to sing anything, but shout out to Mr. Dahlberg because
very cool.
I wouldn't be on the news without him. So.
Oh, yeah. That's great. Well, thanks for texting in, Andy, and thanks for listening. Coming up next, I'm very excited about my next guest. He is one half of the Devils here on Civic Media. He's the Dom of Crouton Dom. That's coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to the Nightlight with Pete Schwabba podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabba anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Closing down the week here at Nightlight. So many great texts tonight. Conrad, I give you full credit because without your nimble thumbs, I wouldn't even know what is going on. Nimble. Yeah, that's a word. Look it up. Take a memo. Look up nimble. Hey, I'm really excited. Joining me now in the studio is, as I mentioned before, one half of the Devil's Advocate team, Dom Selvia. How are we doing?
Awesome, man.
So cool to have you here.
Thank you, Pete. It's a pleasure to be here. Conrad, good to meet you too, man.
Yeah.
I'd just like to say the better half.
The better half. Well, obviously. Yeah.
The sexier half.
And here's, right, because I know Crute better than I know you, so it's obvious you're the better half. No, I'm kidding. You guys have had a great run. For people that might not know, and I doubt there are many of them, tell us about how you guys got started. It's such a cool idea for a show.
You know, we met in college at UW La Crosse. We were roommates for 2 years. I was there 5 years. I had 2 senior years. I really enjoyed myself. So we met in college. We were roommates, man. And, you know how life goes and friendships continue. And, we went our separate ways after college. And ultimately, at some point, he was selling cars and I was buying cars. And he was selling mortgages
really?
And I was buying mortgages. And we always kept in touch. We'd go to ball games together and Summerfest and all those things with a lot of that crew, very tight, a lot of us. We had 5 guys living together in La Crosse for a couple of years. Yeah, so it was, and one day he came over and said, hey, man, we should do a show. He really liked Ed Schultz. He went and saw Ed Schultz do some radio one time. Was really impressed with how he handled the crowd and how he handled the topics. He's basically having 2 conversations, one on the radio and one in the auditorium, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So he was, Crudy was really, he was a media guy. He did sports at La Crosse.
Okay.
So I remember Sports Talk Live. He'd go and do this, university kind of television show, and we'd watch him on a local TV, and call up. He had one line, and it was fun. But it was he wanted to be like a Chris Berman kind of sports guy,
Oh, okay.
So he actually got into the media and was a cameraman for one of the major broadcasters out in that area, and life goes on to other things. Didn't make the money wanted to in media. Imagine how that works, right? And so come full circle. He's like, hey, let's do something. Let's do a podcast. This is a podcast. It's coming out. This is, you know, 13 years ago. And so we pulled out an iPad and started jawboning and talking in segments and trying not to swear, you know, the important things.
You can swear on a podcast, though.
You can.
You can do a topless. Nobody cares, right?
No one cares. I mean, South Park has a really good one on that recently anyway. But we went to iHeart and said, hey, we want to use some studios for podcasts. They were like, well, we can rent the studios or you can just do an hour show on a Saturday. We're like, well, okay. And so we started a 1 hour Saturday show.
So that's how it started.
And then we did it, you know, 2 months later, we had a 2 hour Saturday show. And 8 months later, we got a 1 hour daily, and then we got a 2 hour daily, and then we got a 3 hour daily. And then it became years later, it became a full time, oh my God, this is what we're doing now.
Wow.
Yeah, right.
So I love how you guys describe it too. Or the first time I met Crute, he said he looks at it like barstool politics.
Yeah.
And that's such a great way to describe He said, I'd go into a bar, or Dom and I would be in there. We'd have everybody talking politics and having fun doing it. And that's kind of what you guys do on the air, right?
You know, that's the gauge of a good show for me, Pete. Do we have a good time? Do we have fun? I mean, that's I have a really low bar. I'm easily amused. So I'm my own biggest fan, Pete.
The president of the Dom Salvia fan club. Right. That's convenient. Do you guys argue off the air?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever gotten to do it on the air, too?
Oh, yes. That's the whole point. I mean, so the Devil's Advocates originally came out, you know, because I was more, call it libertarian leaning. He was more, progressive than I was.
Right.
And that was, and of course, years happen, things happen, politics, life evolve, things go on. And now we're kind of more on the progressive side to different degrees. It's real. I mean, we argue. That's the point. And the nice thing about it, Pete, and what we really enjoy, and they call it the barroom politic thing. And then when you're done, you walk on, you have a drink, and it doesn't matter, it goes away. You know, you don't carry it with you.
Right.
And when you have a relationship with people, that's why I think when you talk to politics, it's when you have that relationship that gives you the room. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
And so we rip on each other a lot. And after 30 some years, you know, we know all the stories. We know all the,
Where the bodies are buried.
Right. Oh, yeah. See, I know I was there. He has a great memory. I'm not so good. I'm like, Crudy, what? Remember that thing we went to the one place with the one guy? Oh, and he'll go into the detail about it. He just kind of, we're like an old married couple that way.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's fun.
How far, it's such a great brand, Barstool Politics. And I don't know if that's how you really brand it, but could the sky be the limit? That's in our climate right now where things are so polarized. Just having a couple beers, having fun with politics. Can that catch on nationwide?
I don't know. But can it always? I mean, that's how it should be. There are new sports shows like that, right? I mean, why shouldn't it be politics like that? And I understand certainly back in the day, you'd have their Republicans and your Democrats going and having a drink together after they're very tough, The times are just so different now, it seems like, And I don't know, maybe I'm just getting older. It wasn't like that when I wasn't paying attention back then.
You're always getting older. Yeah.
You're getting older, you're getting dead, man. It's better than the alternative.
Do you have, Crute mentioned Ed Schultz. Do you have someone you try to emulate a little bit, or have you learned stuff from broadcasting?
My radio experience, I was a kid, remember recording tapes, got the cassette tapes, man, love that. Dr. Demento.
Nice.
The Dr. Demento show, he'd play all the comedians, George Carlin and they'd clean up some of it for airplay and just random wacky songs and all. So I really appreciated that kind of sense of humor.
Yeah.
But as a broadcaster, no, not really. I mean, I guess, who didn't listen to Rush at some point? You kind of hear and it's all, and the Crossfire stuff. And as I got older, you look at some of the older conversations, the pre-Crossfire, the give and take, James Baldwin and the Republican guy went back and forth. I thought that's some really good stuff. But I wasn't aware of that at the time.
Yeah.
No, but what I like about the barroom thing is if you sit at the end of the bar and talk a bunch of trash, usually you're going to get called out on it.
Right.
Someone's going to say something. And there's, I think we need that. We all need to be called out sometimes on our BS. You know what I mean?
Right.
And there's so much of it right now. It's hard to not, you want to be cordial and have fun all about it, but it's hard to, when you hear the QAnon stuff and all the anti-vax stuff. I mean, I get it. Yeah, people have different opinions, but some of it's really wacky. Right. And if someone comes to the table with that or comes to the bar with that, man, you better be ready to get some ribbon. You know, that's perfectly, absolutely expected.
You know what's crazy is I remember Crossfire when it was Evans and Novak.
Yeah.
Robert Evans.
Yeah.
And were they the host or Novak was the host with maybe Paul Begala?
The white haired dude. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And they were like fun. I didn't even when I disagreed with whatever one of them said, I was like, well, they're just having fun. They're just talking. But now it's like, whoa, it's like just throw some hands and get it over with. They're having an arm wrestle. It's just like, how important is radio right now, Dom, like in small towns across Wisconsin?
Oh, it's super important.
For community, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, I grew up out in the country here, outside of Hortonville, Stevensville, Wisconsin, between Shiocton and Hortonville. And we were on top of a hill surrounded by farm fields. And, you know, all my friends were farmers, and we get the trucks. We got the AM radio in the trucks. You get in the tractors. It was all, you know, AM radio in the tractors. And that was how you got your information. I mean, and you turn it on. And Crudy tells a story, and he's right. You know, you listen to, like, the Brewer game or something at night, and you come in the morning, and you hear, you know, whatever's on. And usually, you know, because sports is tied with the news, and you hear whatever host is on.
Right.
And so you kind of get people get into their groove, you know. And if you don't have an opportunity to hear someone else say something different, you know, it reinforces everything. And, you know, some of my the best growth I've ever had is being challenged, you know, being called out, being called to the mat.
Right.
Those are good spots to be in.
It forces you to think and just expand a little bit.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
My guest is Dom Salvia from The Devil's Advocate. And one texter thinks you are the better looking half, Dom. That's Andrew from the 630 thinks better looking, funnier half.
Right.
And Dom's 100% right about 60% of the time. I love it. Thank you, Andrew. We get the best texts, I'm telling you. Hey, are you up for a little, what we do on this show, Dom?
Okay, yeah.
Is talk movies and TV, fun Wisconsin stuff. We talked ghost stories the other night. We're talking Al Capone next week. But we have a game that we like to play for people and see. We like to test your movie knowledge.
All right.
We're around the same age. I'm a little old. I might have given a guy like you a wedgie, and then you probably would have punched me in the face or something.
Yep,
but Conrad, let's cue these clips up. This is called Seen It, and you have to guess the movie the scene is from.
We'll
just play the audio.
All right.
And as soon as you get it, you got the bell ready, Conrad?
Oh, I got it ready.
All right. Well, Conrad was, he's like, I get to ring the bell again. This is so cool.
Let's go.
All right. So why don't you play something? And then when Dom gets it, let's hear that bell, buddy.
Hey, Orange Bulls. I'll have a box of those. Me a box of
Kenny
those.
All right. All right.
One of the greatest movies ever. Lacey just passed away.
Lacey
the actress, wasn't she the one that the niece?
Yeah.
Yeah, she passed away in the last few months. Yeah, yeah.
Lacey's mother sent us to her for the summer. Sent her to us for the summer.
So boring in Manhattan.
Dreary old Manhattan. Yes, I was getting so tired of having fun. And I love when Chevy Chase says, can I get you something? A tuna colada, perhaps? That's,
you know,
all right.
Yeah, that's good stuff right there.
So Dom is one for one.
All right.
Fire away,
Conrad. We stop now? Okay, we're going.
Now, it's an odd name. I don't recall having seen it on the club registry.
Well, I don't formally belong.
Oh, yeah.
Can we guess my aunt's?
Chevy Chase, one of my all-time favorites as
me
well.
Me too.
Man. Oh, man.
Me too. So and I'm due to read. My son just said, Dad, I've never seen Fletch, and I felt like a terrible father.
Yeah, you failed.
We're gonna
talk. Should we go to commercial now, Conrad? I want to talk to this man.
We're going to give Pete a beating because he... all right, fire another one up, Conrad. He's crushing it.
209 at a ground control. We're loaded.
Airplane.
Ready to taxi.
Come on. Goodbye, darling.
You ever seen a grown man naked, Pete?
Just myself these days because I try to avoid gymnasiums and gymnasiums. God, how old am I?
Right, gymnasiums.
Get out the medicine ball. So, all right. Dom is crushing it. He's 3 for 3. If Rachel Manick is listening, I'm sorry. We gave Rachel this test. She's the morning anchor at Fox 11, and she's like, these are all guy films. And then I felt really bad. I was like, yeah, you're right. So next time she comes back, we'll do some.
Yes. Well, it was the 80s, man.
It was the 80s. Yeah. Yeah, there weren't as many rom-coms, I guess. All right, fire up another one, Conrad.
We don't work for you anymore.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Right.
Then who you work for, huh? Who? You don't work for me.
Who? You don't work for me.
Risky Business?
Maybe we work
for damn!
Man, yeah. Come on.
This is emasculating. All right.
All I can think about from Risky Business. Well, the subway scene, man. I mean, that's yeah. what it was all about. It was so hot.
That was so, I just, Joe Pantoliano, Joey Pants, as he's known in the business, I had a meeting at his house. I'm in LA a year and I'm late. And this is one of my, I got caught in my first dose of LA traffic and I'm on my way to Joey Pants' house.
What?
And Rookie. He was like, and I could tell he was mad. And I was never late for a meeting after that. I was like, oh my God, I got to leave like a day and a half with LA traffic just to get there. But that's Joe Pantoliano. He's so great. He's Guido, the killer pimp. That's his role in the film. We got something from the 414. Do you know Carmella?
Carmella from 414? I don't know.
She seems to be a fan. I agree with the previous texture. Dom is 70% better looking. I've seen them in person. I concur. Dom is killing it with his guesses. Love it. Carmella from Milwaukee.
Thank you, Carmella.
Conrad, can we get one? Oh, the way he's going, we could finish the quiz before
come
the
on,
break.
Right? I thought he had some hard ones here.
All right. That might have been the hardest one. All right, let's do another one, Conrad.
Hello. May I help you? You can sure as hell try. Hi, I'm Abe Froman. Party of three
Ferris Bueller, man.
Yes.
You're Abe Froman.
Tom is five.
I am the sausage king of Milwaukee, man.
Chicago.
I know, but I'm from Milwaukee.
All right. So,
really? Do I get a star or something? This is awesome.
Yeah. I don't. We gotta.
I've never been so successful in my life.
All right. Conrad and I need to take a knee and regroup. We gotta reset this.
We gotta get a better.
This is like the debate scene in Old School where it's like, Will Ferrell comes out and just gets it all right away. All right. Dom DeSalvia is my guest from The Devil's Advocate. So fun to have him here in the studio. Coming up next, we're going to see if he can finish his quiz at 100%. It's never been done before. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Why are these lights so bright? Did we get hitched last night? Dressed up like Elvis. Why am I?
Welcome back. Closing out another week here on Nightlight and helping me do it is Dom DeSalvia from The Devil's Advocate. So fun to have you here, buddy.
Yeah,
in thanks, the studio.
Pete. Yeah, I know.
You're not even a Green Bay guy and you made the drive.
I know, dude. Well, you know, I mean, Appleton. I'm going to Appleton after. I still got family there. My sister's up from Florida. We're going to visit my mom. My brother lives there. And so it was already kind of in the plan. You and I have been talking, trying to figure something out.
Yeah, right.
And this nighttime show, man. I mean, this is the time. I got to tell you. You know, the reason Kurt and I don't do morning shows. It's just too damn early.
Too rough. Yeah. No, I'm with you.
But yeah, I'm glad it worked out, man. Pleasure to be here with you.
Well, you're crushing the test. I have PTSD already. I don't even know if I want to ask him another question, but fire one up, Conrad. Let's
all right,
do
come
this.
On.
Zitsky.
I've always been kind of a pacifist.
Strikes.
When I was a kid, my father told me, never hit anyone in anger unless you're absolutely sure.
Six for six. Yeah. My favorite line there that he says is, first of all, he's always been a pacifist. Because I just want you guys to know, if we ever see hard combat, I'm going to be right behind you guys.
Every step of the way.
All right. Dom is six for six. We only have like two more, right?
We have three more.
We have three more. Oh my. Okay. I'm going. I want to go. Right. I don't want to be too cocky here, but I think I'm gonna go for the record,
six
man.
Six for six. You've got it already. But go ahead, Conrad.
Bender, that's school property there. I mean, that's, you know, it doesn't belong to us. It's
breakfast club.
That's very funny. Come on, fix it. You should really fix that.
Very nicely done. Dom's crushing it. He's seven for seven. Let's just keep rolling, buddy.
Come in. Ray.
Ghostbusters.
I saw it.
I feel like I just got slimed. All right. Do the last one, Conrad.
Once we get in the car.
No problem, Ray. What you need is my special 5-point plan.
Come on, Damone. I need real help here. What do you mean?
Fast times are worse than my
high. Yeah. Yeah. Valuable information.
That's my last chance to stump you.
Took me a minute.
Representing the Devils. Do you think Crudy would have done as well?
I don't know. You know, I mean, you don't consider myself like up on the pop culture, but this is old stuff, though.
This is old stuff.
Yeah, this is like when I was a kid.
Sit in our dorm rooms and watch these movies over and over while we were playing Caps.
So good.
That's great. Well, 100% for Dom. That's
all right.
Really impressive that we
have
a new...
Is there a prize?
Conrad?
You can ring the bell. I mean...
ring the bell. We're in the bell. Oh, there's the bell.
The bell. We got a bell.
There's another one.
Yeah, baby. All right.
That's actually... We always joke we're going to ring the bell when we do this quiz and a bunch of innkeepers are going to charge the studio. So we have to think of a more difficult quiz.
We need to go to the 90s, right?
Oh, see, that might... Well, I mean, 90s... Yes. We got to move up. Yeah. I think, right? These are 80s, 90s. When was Pulp Fiction? That was a game changer for me.
These were all pretty much comedies. I thought Fast Times might stump you or Rachel because I didn't use Spicoli. I used Damone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's like kind of the underrated stepbrother
of the... That was a heavy movie, man. Oh, dealing with abortion. And yeah. I was like, what?
And just like... like... That Damone character... Just the way that guy talked, like when he says to Forrest Whitaker, oh, is that your brother? He's a good-looking kid. Like, he steals the movie. Spicoli, too. But you're right. There were some really heavy topics.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And very sweet moments, like when Judge Reinhold took his sister to the clinic just stepping up. There was some really cool stuff. It's a great movie. Why don't we give Dom one more, Conrad, that you picked out for Emerson. We totally forgot to give the quiz. Not too hard, but you know what? The gloves are off. Just whatever you want. Whatever you want.
Oh,
we
got to
stump them.
All right. Okay. Lay it on me, man.
Okay, okay.
So since you're not from Blefuscia, where are you from, Beast?
Once again, totally cool to be just called Gulliver.
Some people believe you have come from the island where we dare not go. Is there any truth to this rumor?
No. Where's the island where we dare not go?
There, beyond the fog bank.
Well, I didn't come through a fog bank. I'm from the island of Manhattan, between the islands of Staten and Long.
This island of Manhattan, what sort of kingdom is it?
Well, I'm not from a kingdom. I'm actually from a democracy.
Yeah.
You see, elect a president.
He said
every
the
4 years.
Oh,
you are so honorable and courageous. Were you the president?
Oh, well, of course he was, Mother. Look at him. He is the most powerful gentleman in all the land.
I don't think he's going to get it.
No, I got nothing, man. No,
you know what,
Tom?
Oh,
take that
Here's
belt.
What I'm
going to... Come on.
Chalk one up for Nightlight. Yeah, that was Gulliver's Travels. And I thought for sure, maybe you didn't hear it.
Well, I mean, I heard Gulliver's. And I was like, well, I'm tired of saying it. That sounded like Jack Black. I mean, I don't know who the...
It was Jack Black.
Was it Jack Black?
In Gulliver's Travels.
Oh, man.
I queued up the hardest one.
That wasn't from the 80s, though. You guys...
No, I know. We found your Achilles heel.
What
2000s
to... The 2000s. And probably kids' movies. Like, for me, it's like 80s, early 90s. And then, like, I go to Toy Story or, like, Cars, you know.
Finding Nemo.
Right, exactly. So what do you watch, Dom, on TV? What do you – are you binging any shows you can recommend or
– You know, I get, like, you know, ebb and flow. Sometimes I'll watch old stuff that I really like just to kind of wind down. Like, I've been watching sports.
Yeah.
You know, we do the politics stuff, you know. And so the news kind of wears me out sometimes. I don't want to think too hard. So – Rick and Morty, you know, Archer.
Oh, love
it. Like the adult, you know, cartoony kind of stuff. We did the HBO came out with the new True Detective.
Yeah,
I thought the first three series, you know, I watched all those. Those were all very entertaining. So I like that as well.
Are you watching the new season?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think so far?
So far, so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got like really high marks on like Rotten Tomatoes. I can't I'm into it, but I'm not totally sold yet. Whereas season one, loved it.
Yeah, season one was off. Yeah, it was
10 seconds. And then the third season I love too, but this one I'm gonna stick with it because I love the series.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
What about Oscar movies? Have you seen any of
Like what movies are in the Oscars? Barbie. I mean, I will. Oppenheimer, I want to see them. That's great stuff. But I just haven't got there. All right. May I say though?
Yeah.
The Sting.
Oh,
I was flipping through recently, and I started it again. You know, when I was growing up, we had laser discs.
Yes, I remember those. The quality was state of the art then. Yeah,
no, very, very. And we watched The Sting. It's so Robert Redford, Paul Newman, and the guy in Jaws. Forget his name.
Robert Shaw.
Robert Shaw. Come on,
Doyle Lonergan. That train scene in the poker is the best.
You fella.
Yeah, you're gonna get yourself another game. Hey, this was really fun. Dom Salvia crushed our quiz, our movie quiz, and you can go back and tell Crudy that you're better looking, right, and you're better at 80s yeah. movies. Thanks so much for being here, buddy.
Oh, my
great
pleasure, Pete.
You.
Thank you. Thank
like,
you,
thank
Conrad.
All my guests, Arthur Ersink, Emerson Lehman, and Dom Salvia. Thank you, all your texters. Great fun tonight, as usual, on Nightlight. We'll be back Monday with Matt Miller and Frank Anderson. I'm Pete Schwab. This has been Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good night, Wisconsin.
It used to be so easy living here.